The overdose reversal drug Narcan has been available to anyone who wants it since June, but that doesn't mean it's easy to get. As part of the year-long series Dangerous Ends, NHPR's Paige Sutherland travels to Stratford County to see how grassroots efforts are helping to get the drug to families who need it.
John Burns runs a substance abuse support group for families in Dover. He says since the law passed, none of the nearly 30 people in his group has been able to get a prescription.
Parents that were trying to get it from their primary care providers, they couldn't get them. The doctors were saying, no, that's not legal. They didn't know about it or they didn't want to. And then the second hoop was the pharmacies. They just weren't prepared. They didn't know how to fill it. They didn't know how to order it, even if they knew what we were trying to do.
Burns offered to show me just how tough it can be to get a prescription filled. So he headed to a Rite Aid in Somersworth. When Burns handed the pharmacist the script, she took it, gave it a double look, and then went back into the stacks of medication. When she returned and talked to her supervisor, he said they'd have to phone the Board of Pharmacy to figure out how to order this. We then proceeded to another Rite Aid 3 miles down the road in Dover. This looked more promising. There was a sign on the counter that read, Narcan available here.
Yes, do you have it?
Yes, sir.
And within 10 minutes, Burns had two doses of Narcan in hand. Since Governor Maggie Hassan signed the law in June, the state has been meeting with various departments to work out the details of the state's rollout. They've created fact sheets for pharmacies and doctors, which can be found online, and also launched an overall drug awareness campaign earlier this month. Executive Director of the state's Board of Pharmacy, Michael Dupuy, says this type of change takes time.
It's something that we've not done before, so getting the word out, doing the education about what the law is, it's a new practice, and any new practice that you roll out tends to have some lag time involved.
But John Burns thinks there's no time to spare.
I felt like once the law was passed, I felt like day one it should be available to families.
And for Burns, this is personal. Last year, his 18-year-old daughter was saved by Narcan after overdosing on heroin. So far this year, 247 people have died from a drug overdose statewide, including 8 in Stratford County since June. Another handful of cases in the county are pending toxicology reports. To get prescriptions out faster, Burns teamed up with nurse practitioner Jason Lucy. But Lucy says even he was unsure at first.
As a prescriber, this whole law is, it's such a different way of prescribing to people than we are accustomed to. Because what the law allows us to do is now prescribe to somebody that we don't really even have a relationship with. You know, you would never prescribe practically any medicine, even if it were an aspirin.
He was also worried he could eventually be sued. But once he read up on the law and realized 39 other states were prescribing this way and have been for years, he said it was a no-brainer.
You know, the downsides of prescribing naloxone are very few. And the upsides are that, you know, it keeps somebody alive, right? Who otherwise will likely die if they overdose on an opiate.
Narcan, which only works on opioids, is non-addictive and is not harmful if given in error. The medication costs roughly $30 to $40 with insurance and around $80 out of pocket, but that cost is projected to rise as demand increases, as it did in neighboring states such as Massachusetts and Rhode Island. So far, Jason Lucy, the nurse practitioner, has written roughly 100 Narcan prescriptions to family support groups throughout Stratford County. But before handing them out, John Burns sets aside time in his weekly meetings to train family members who want Narcan prescriptions. So far, he has trained dozens.
Continue rescue breathing for 3
First, participants watch a short 10-minute video that explains what to do before, during, and after giving the medication, breaking it up into 5 easy steps.
Even though the person will feel sick from withdrawal, stay with the person until help.
Followed by a hands-on demonstration of how to administer it.
All right, so real quick, this is how it comes. So you're going to get this, which is an applicator, and then the 2 vials, so each one is a dose.
But Burns and Lucy say the biggest hurdle remains getting the word out to prescribers and pharmacists. That's where Melissa Sylvie of the Stratford County Drug Task Force comes in. Sylvie and her team have been working tirelessly since the law passed to inform people about Narcan. They've passed out instructions to all 23 pharmacies in the county detailing who can get Narcan, how to train people, and a standing order written by a doctor or nurse practitioner, which allows anyone to walk into one of those pharmacies and get Narcan without a prescription.
They received a large poster, which just simply has our resource card. It also talks about signs of an overdose. So that, along with 5 copies of the FAQs for the pharmacists.
The task force also handed out packets for EMS and police to distribute on the job, containing information on Narcan, where to find it, as well as treatment options. And next on the list are the dozens of providers in the county.
Our providers are not getting this information in real time. So the only way that I know how to get the message out is going one by one. It's not through a mass email saying, here's your, you know, scripts and here's your educational material. Please print. It's not going to work that way. So we have to go practice by practice.
And that work is paying off, says Chuck Mancuso of Dover. Just a few weeks ago, he was able to get Narcan easily for his 3 sons who battle addiction.
I don't think anybody was in a position at that time, anyway, to make it happen for us. So I think John's involvement really paved the way for us to be able to, you know, get our hands on some of this, which is a godsend for us because we want to make sure that we're not in a situation where one of them dies.
Burns says there's still a lot that needs to be done before everything runs smoothly. But he hopes by next month, everyone who wants it can easily get Narcan in Stratford County. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.